Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic. Hello, everybody. And I don't know if we'll have an engineer tonight, but nevertheless, it's still open mic. And I might be able to three-way somebody. Anyway, every program we do now is dedicated to the honor and the memory of Milton, the guide dog, who was killed last July at the Guide Dog Foundation in Smithtown, Long Island. A horrible, horrible crime that has literally gone unpunished in the minds of millions of us. Because a slap on the wrist, community service is not sufficient enough for the death of not just a dog, but a guide dog. So many of us are very disturbed over that. And on May 19th, people will be able to express their concerns at the Day for Milton out here in Bellport, New York, at the Brewery Hall, 14 Station Place. I think it's Place or Avenue, I'm not sure. But that's when it will take place, May 19th, from 11 to 2. And you're invited to come. There's no admission. You don't have to have money to come and bring your dog and bring all the puppies. And celebrate a day for Milton, a dog who thoroughly deserves that. All right, Inner Sight will be there, and of course, all the people involved. I've invited a friend of ours to talk, and I'm sure there's going to be more people who want to say something. Olga Murray, who is a former district attorney in Suffolk County, talking about the legalities of how people should be protected legally, especially if they're dealing with people's lives, like guide dog schools. All right, so that's May 19th in Bellport, New York. And tomorrow night, watch The Murder of Milton. That's the title of the show on ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.org. And you go on Channel 3, the Spirit Channel. You will, tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, get the program that we did a couple of weeks ago. You can also see it in Manhattan on three different channels. And let's see, that would be 1997, 35 on Verizon Files, and RCN 84. So those are the three channels. If you're in the borough of Manhattan. If you're on the internet, ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Thursday night, it'll be local here again on Long Island, Channel 20, 9:30. So check it out. A Day for Milton coming up in a few months. And a glorious day it will be. We're going to make it that way. All right. Everybody who loves justice and freedom will hail Milton's Day, a day for Milton. All right. Inner Sight, open mic. And let's see. I want to thank all our friends for helping with a day for Milton, for being concerned I know that there are so many more people that will be coming forward as the whole thing unfolds. And as we get more and more exposure, we're waiting for the transfer of the show to be put up on YouTube. So once we start that campaign, we're planning to make YouTube every week with updates. So we appreciate, of course, Tom and Michelle Krupa and Tom's friends who have been helping. One of them donated the whole. May 19th, a day for Milton. Inner Sight, around the world, open mic, and let's see. I don't know what happened to our engineer, but she's nowhere to be found. She was in the hospital earlier today and was supposed to get out. I don't know if she did or not. So here we are doing the program nevertheless, because this show goes on no matter what. As long as the facility is there. Let me see if I can get one of our friends on the three-way. Lorraine, if you're listening, hang up your phone, and I will try to dial you in if you're there on the three-way. I can't see the board. You know, they don't have that set up for a guy like me, and they should. This is my show. I pay for it. You know, it should all be accessible. And it's not. All right, let me see if I can get Lorraine on the line, our special events coordinator. All right, Inner Sight open mic, and I've got Lorraine on the line, and welcome.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing out there?
I was just talking about how everything should be accessible, you know, especially if you pay for it. You know, that makes it even worse, that you pay for something and you don't get equality. You don't get what everybody else is getting, you know.
That's true.
Now, nobody would go into a place and pay for something and not be able to access it.
Right.
The place wouldn't exist if that were the case, you know. But they do it to us because we're a minority. I heard on the news earlier today that there's this, I didn't catch the name, but I'm sure I'll find out eventually. Some guy who, a Republican, opposing Trump, you know, wants to run against Biden, you know. And he said, which stuck in my mind, I don't know how he means it or if he means it for all of us, but he said it's time for a new generation of politicians. Yeah. Does he mean, and does he include us, you know?
That's the thing.
And will he work to stop wasting all this money and get rid of these horrible nursing homes, for one thing, and let people live their lives and you know, have more money to help everybody, you know? That remains to be seen. I don't know what he means by that statement. But, you know, I'm sure that we'll have a chance to reach out if this guy's going to run for president and find out. You know, you find out things as you go along. You know?
Yes, you do.
I got an email from the governor the other day, and I answered it. I haven't heard back. I didn't get a reply that it wasn't delivered. So I have to believe that somebody got it, you know, over there. But no answer, no response yet. You know, politicians say things, but they don't really mean what they say. They just say it because it sounds good.
Yes.
And they want to catch people off guard, and people will vote for them.
Until they get in office, it's altogether different. I said until they get in office, it's altogether different.
Yeah.
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 To get your votes.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Yes, it is.
You know? When they go to... When they go to school, they call it political science in college, you know.
Okay.
I'll bet you any money there's a course on how to make people feel that they want to vote for you.
Hmm.
I'll bet you that that's part of political science.
Probably is.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean anything because it's very deceiving.
How to win people over.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Winning somebody over doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to help them or change a system that oppresses them.
That's true, too.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So there we have the inner sight observation, you know, on this open mic. And let's see. I want to thank... Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, they sent me an email.
Oh, okay.
And they're really going all out in promoting the show that's coming up tomorrow night on Manhattan Neighborhood Network .org, and you click on Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel tomorrow night at 11, and you'll get the show on Milton. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Our good friends over there, Jose Delgado and the whole gang, thank you for being a part of our day for Milton. All right, let's see. That reminds me and brings me to Shelby's Kitchen with Tom and Michelle, their place, 631-286-0444. Great food over there, and the atmosphere, even though Milton is gone, the atmosphere is filled with Milton in Shelby's Kitchen. Check it out, and I'm sure you'll find notes posted about the Inner Sight program. It'll be local again this week for those of you on Long Island, Channel 20, 9:30 Thursday night. All right. We'll give you the Manhattan hookup again a little bit later. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And, hey, you want to stay in shape and have some fun? Call Devin Fernandez, my buddy who has the third eye, Insight. Inner Sight tells you about Insight. 631-445-3464, Insight. So check it out. And we thank all of our friends. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I spoke to the head secretary over there today, and she told me she's going to make sure that all the executives over there know about the show tomorrow night. Our good friends, John and Tom and Ray and the whole gang over there. All right. Thank you, Suffolk Bus. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti O'Quinlo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, those are youngsters who are not with us anymore, and all those who have perished at the hands of evildoers, we remember them and we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight way. You like that saying, Lorraine?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I thought you would.
Yes, I do. I can't stand when I hear things about children.
It's so true, you know.
Yes, it is. I have grandchildren of my own.
I heard something today on the news, and I just hope it's not true. It could be propaganda, but you don't know. You really don't know.
Right.
That this guy, this Russian guy who's warring against Ukraine, has in his captivity 6,000 children.
Oh, my goodness.
Who knows?
I hope not.
You know, but they want it declared a war crime. If it's true, it should be.
Yes.
What the hell have children got to do with these stupid things that these adults are involved in, you know?
That's right. Children's fault.
No.
Don't put them in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Have nothing to do with it.
So it reminds me of our Inner Sight saying, go an extra mile for a child. You know, at least let the children live their lives.
Like children. Let them be children.
Yeah.
Not letting them grow up too fast.
Yeah. So that's the Inner Sight way. Go an extra mile for a child. All right. You need dog food, cat food? Nobody starved on Long Island. That's the program. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. You can dial him up. 484-3085-631. Dog food, cat food, and medical when he's able to do it.
Okay.
So check it out. Mm-hmm. Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And my buddy Anthony Kennedy, who's been a big help to Inner Sight. I want to thank Olga Murray, the town clerk in Islip. She'll be one of the speakers at A Day for Milton in May.
Beautiful.
Olga is a former district attorney, and she's very concerned that Milton's killer did not get sufficient punishment from the law. But you know one thing? Look out. Because sufficient punishment is going to come from the Lord God.
Yes, it is.
You can't escape that. Mm-hmm. So beware. Anyway, Olga will be one of the speakers, and we'll be announcing more as we go along from Inner Sight. Hey, don't forget about, let me hold the Able News in case our engineer happens to pop in.
I hope she does.
I don't know where she is. She's supposed to get out of the hospital today.
Okay.
Called her home, called her cell, and no answer. Have no idea what happened. Anyway, Inner Sight, open mic, and we don't have the usual phones because we don't have our engineer. So it's going to have to be a irregular open mic, I'll call it.
All right.
Irregular, which means that you can't access the full thrust of it, but we're still here, open mic. Hey, Lorraine, did you ever call a did you ever want to call a talk show and talk about whatever you wanted?
Yes, I did. In fact, I did.
Really?
Yes, I did, to voice my opinion on the subjects that they were speaking of. Yes, but I couldn't get through.
Well, what about calling them and let's say if they were talking about a certain thing.
Yes.
You know, because a lot of shows, if you call in and you're not addressing the subject that they're on.
Yes.
They'll cut you off.
They will.
Not on Inner Sight. See,
nope.
This is how we're different. You can talk about anything you want on this open mic. Pick your own subject. As long as you keep it clean, of course.
That's it.
So that's the Inner Sight way that we give to the people every Tuesday.
And I like the freedom of expression.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, you want to talk about the Super Bowl or whatever, or, you know, the candy store in the corner, or, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody told me yesterday, I don't know if you saw this on the news, in Brooklyn, some guy drove a pickup truck on the sidewalk.
What?
Did you see it?
No, I didn't even hear it.
On the news?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what I was told.
Okay.
And it went for several blocks on the sidewalk and injured 8 people. I don't think anyone got, thank God, was killed. But how do you like this?
Oh, my goodness.
You know? So I tell you, you know, you never know. I always say this, and it's so true. You never know what's going to happen next.
No, you never do.
In this world.
Yes.
You know.
1 minute you're walking down the street, and the next thing you hear somebody up on the sidewalk mowing people down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Unless they're having a medical episode, that's the only way I could see is losing control of his vehicle.
Well, yeah, you don't know.
Intentional.
You don't know. Somebody could be having a seizure or
yes. Yep.
A heart attack. Or
that's true.
You know.
It's the only way
possible.
Yeah.
So, Inner Sight. Today I went into the store, the health store, to get some stuff. And I found out that they're having a problem with their license or the paperwork with the government, and they couldn't utilize the SNAP card. So that was weird. I mean, I don't know. You know, you would think that the government would make sure that those things are taken care of.
Unless they're trying to do something with the health food stores, finding out all of these herbs and things, they actually work, and trying to take some of them off the market and, God forbid, close them down.
Well, these cards don't pay for herbs
no.
or vitamins. So
mm-hmm.
I don't see how that would work with
saying.
That. But
yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but they should make sure that you know, when they give people the benefits that you can go into the store and use it.
Yeah.
You know. So I don't know the details, but I wouldn't put it past the government.
Nope, I wouldn't either.
To screw everything up.
Yes.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, they always find a way when there's something that's working good for you.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, no, that cannot do. They need to depend upon our medication and everything. Not, you know.
Yeah.
Always find a way to, you know, to just get rid of some things. A lot of things that used to be on the market you don't see anymore or hear of anymore because of that reason, because they find out that it actually works.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that there was
yes.
several well, things.
Yep.
That they tried to take off or made it hard to get.
Yes. Or cut down the effects of the item.
Yeah.
Water it down, you know, something like that. That's what they do, too. They water it down.
Yeah, you know, it's really horrible when the Medicaid and the Medicare doesn't pay for vitamins, you know, and herbs and things like that, you know, that have been known to help people.
That is
for many, many years.
Yes.
You know, in Europe, many places, it's a different system. They don't test these things on animals.
No, they don't.
They just use them, you know, they'll give them to people.
Yes.
You know, and I think it's a lot better because that way the animals don't suffer.
Nope.
You know? And people have the freedom of choice. Do you want to take this or don't you, you know? But the way they involve animals in all this research, I don't like that.
No, I don't at all either.
It's horrible.
Because when I buy a product, I make sure the product has not been tested upon animals. I make sure it all has, you know, natural, you know, amenities in it to help the body sustain anywhere our bodies were supposed to be made to heal itself, too. That's the way God intended it to be.
Yeah. Well, that's yet another reason why we, as blind people, should be able to read these labels.
That's right.
See? We don't have the freedom of choice. You know, somebody reads the label to you, they can leave something out or not read it or read it wrong. And you really don't know what's on that label. So, they have these devices where you put the item on some kind of a tray or something, you know, and the machine will read the label, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you rarely see them anyplace.
They don't.
And now they've got these stupid machines. They went from bad to worse. These machines that you have to put the card over the machine in a certain angle, and it's silent. You know, it used to be where you would insert the card, and you'd hear a little jingling. You know, no, that means that the card went through, at least. You couldn't read it, but at least you know it went through.
By hearing that.
But now what they got now, you can't read it, and there's no sound.
So you don't know anything.
They made it worse. You know?
Yes,
I'm going to talk to my,
yeah.
to my human rights lawyer and ask him if these stores are allowed to do that, because that's really horrible. They had something halfway good, and now they went back, they went to worse. You can't even access it.
No.
So that's what we got to deal with. These things that change, you know. But does the change include everybody?
Doesn't seem like it.
No.
When they make these things, they should think and have consideration for our community, for the visually impaired community.
Yeah, it should include everybody.
Include everybody, everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they don't.
Talking last night about how many of the bathrooms in a lot of these hospitals are not accessible.
No.
That you can't get into the, if you're in a wheelchair, you can't get in the bathroom.
No.
You know? They're building new aircrafts. Are they going to be accessible for the wheelchair? Are they going to be made so that a person can get into the restroom? We did a couple of shows on this a while back, and it's horrible. You can't get in the bathroom in an airplane when you're in a wheelchair. Yeah.
They used to make the doorway a little larger so a wheelchair can go straight through it.
They ought to build them in the right way.
Yes, a little
for everyone.
Wider. Yeah, wider. Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of different areas where we're left out, you know, and no protection.
None.
You know, and then they say, well, how are we going to do this? How are we going to? Well, that's your problem. You're building it. If you don't know how to build it in the right way, don't do it. That's what I say. If you can't make it for everybody, you know, don't make it at all. That's my attitude, and wouldn't everybody else have that attitude if it were the other way around? You know, I bet you most people would if things were made that they couldn't access or get into.
Like when you go on into the facility, make it where it's wider. Plus, when you push the door, make sure the door closes, go all the way back so you won't have the door swinging back, you know, hitting you or something. Make it like it would just open and it just stay that way until you're actually inside, you know, so the wheelchair, the whole wheelchair can be able to go in. Of course, with the railings around, you know, toilet and everything, so you can hold on when you get when you're moving your chair in order to bring yourself up over there, over it.
Yeah, well, that door's supposed to stay open until you until the object clears.
That's right.
The door.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I wonder if they all work that way.
No, they don't all work that way. So just when you go in there, they stay right there. They don't even open up all the way and stay. Whether you have some doors when you open up, they don't, you know, they just close them back. If they don't stay completely wide open. If you push it in, that would be a little better for the hinges.
Yeah. They gotta check those doors and make sure they're working right.
That's right.
Maintain them, you know. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and we don't have an engineer, so if you're listening, we apologize that we can't take your call right now. I'm going to try to get Louis on the line in a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to have to ask Lorraine to hang up and just call in and listen until we get Louis on and off.
Okay. It'd be nice to hear from him.
But first, I want to tell you about Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network .org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Catch the show on Milton. We entitled it The Murder of a Guide Dog. And it's a very powerful title. It's the title that all of us agreed on, including yours truly, the producer of Inner Sight.
It's fitting. It is. Really, it is.
Yeah. So tune it in. If you're in Manhattan, 11 o'clock, Wednesday night, 1997, or 35 on Verizon Files or RCN 84. Either one of those stations would give you the Inner Sight program. If you're calling, if you're trying to get in from your computer or smartphone, Manhattan Neighborhood Network .org, the Spirit Channel, Channel 3 on the computer, on the internet. That's Wednesday night at 11. And if you miss it, it'll be repeated next week and the week after. Local, you can catch the program Thursday night, Channel 20 on Long Island. That would be local, Thursday night, Channel 20. All right?
Okay.
Inner Sight, brought to you by Able News, the Able on and about the disabled. That's the paper you want to read. Columns by various experts. Calendar of events. They have an area where you can buy and sell things. And all kinds of informative articles. And if you are so inclined, you could even write an article and send it into Able News and see if they like it, they'll publish it. So go to ablenews.com and get your free subscription. Able News, Angela Melanie, my good friend, the editor, Able News. All right, let's see. I want to thank my friends in Manhattan, Audra and David Ross, attorneys, 212-425-1020, and we honor Dave's mom, Eleanor, who passed away recently. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. Somebody sent me an email, and I answered it, but they said they left me a voicemail. If you're listening to the show, I didn't get your voicemail. I checked both my phones, and I answered your email and sent you both numbers. I don't know if you maybe had the wrong number or who you are, but reaching out, I didn't recognize your name. Reaching out to try and find out who this person is, hopefully. Hopefully they listen to the show. And we'll get back to me. All right, Inner Sight. Lorraine, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
I want to try to get Louie, and I only got three lines here.
Okay.
So if you could hang up and listen for a while, and
I will.
And call back in.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
you're welcome.
That.
Okay.
All right, Inner Sight, and Friday night we do the funnies. Let me see if we can get Louie on the line. He's one of our comics that we goof around with. Stand by. We're going to break the station. Stand by. Hello? All right, Inner Sight Live with Louie and happy Valentine.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day back.
Well, you didn't go out and celebrate, did you?
Nah, I went to a Spanish restaurant.
Spanish restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, where was that? In Brentwood?
Pollo Mario.
Where is that?
It's on Wicks Road in Brentwood.
Oh, Brentwood, yeah.
I had rice and beans. I had and steak.
Good over there?
What? Yep.
Good food?
And I had sangria.
Oh. Do they talk Spanish or English?
English and Spanish, either one.
Oh.
I had a good time. Me and my mom went, you know. I had a great, they got good drinks. They got good rice, and then got beans and steak.
Well, how about the Sarge? He didn't go?
He went.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I had a great time. It was fun, you know. I get out of the house, go to a Valentine's Day, go out to eat, you know.
Yeah. So you had a nice time, right? I gave my girlfriend some money, of course.
Where did you go out to eat?
Girls like money. Well, she did. I didn't go, but I had to do work, but she went.
Yeah, it's crowded at the at that restaurant.
Oh yeah, Valentine's.
Yeah, they got good Spanish food too.
They have any music over there? Spanish music?
Just Colombian music.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a good time. You know, the best. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I gotta wish Suzanne a happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well, she's not on. She was in the hospital. She was supposed to get out. And now I don't know where she is.
Yeah, okay.
For all I know, she could have left the country.
Yeah, that's my mom you're talking to on the phone. I was talking to her on the other line.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking to my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Roseanne Adana. Make sure you call Friday night from 8 to 9 on the Forex on Inner Sight. I have a good time with the Swab in the ladies' bathroom. What else is new? And Jerry Lewis and Pat Cooper and Friendly Philosopher, if Suzanne will get on that air.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have a great time together.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question, though.
What?
Why do you like Inner Sight? What's so good about it?
Yeah, watch it at 9:30 on Friday night on the Access.
Thursday night?
Yeah.
9:30.
Yeah, and I call you on your Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, did you see the show?
Yeah, Friday, yeah.
Thursday, you saw it?
Yeah, it's not a repeat. I didn't know it was a repeat.
Yeah, we're running it for a couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Hey, Louie, do you go on the computer?
I wish I had one. I don't have it. My brother and my sister have one.
Oh, you don't have one?
No, I don't have it.
Oh.
They're going to look for InnerSight.info and Blog Talk Radio on the internet.
Yeah, well, tell your dad maybe you get you one, you know.
Yeah, that's very expensive.
Yeah, well, he could use it too.
Yeah, he don't know how to work it. I wish I could work on it. Like, you get information when you order music. You get it on your internet and
oh, yeah.
Good music, and then they deliver it to you, and then you pay for it.
It's like magic.
Yeah, sure.
You ever hear that song by Perry Como, Magic Moments?
Magic Moments. Da 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 da.
Da 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 da. These magic moments with you.
Was that Perry Como?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never learned that song, but it's a nice
song.
The song,
Round and Round.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? You know it?
Make a ring. It goes round and round. And it goes around. When you're happy, some fight away. If it's go round and round, and it's sweet.
Da 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 da, something like that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm watching TV. I'm watching Casino.
Casino?
Robert De Niro over Joe Pesci, Sharon Stone, and many others.
Oh, that's the funnies, right?
Yeah.
Casino.
It's a movie with Robert De Niro.
Oh yeah.
It's on right now on TV.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
The funny one, I saw the one with Joe Pesci where he plays the super.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Hey, Frank, I'll call you on Friday. I'll keep trying.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Don't forget.
Yeah, and happy Valentine's Day. And Suzanne, I hope you're listening. Happy Valentine's.
All right.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, thanks, Lou.
Okay, bye-bye.
Catch you later. All right, Inner Sight, and hopefully we're back on, switching these phones around. Let me see if I can, I'm going to redial here, and see if I can get Lorraine back on the line. This is an irregular open mic. Standby world. All right, you're back on the air. And, you know, I could never forget the first three numbers of your number because it's my birthday.
Oh, it is? Okay.
413.
Ah, okay.
Now, maybe I'll do this on Friday, too. They told me I'm supposed to be in April. I'm supposed to be 80 years old.
Okay.
You know. But now, when you're 80 years old, I mean, aren't you supposed to act a certain way and do certain things and be, you know, sickly and all that and can't walk and can hardly talk and you feel like you're going to fall over and all that and somebody looks at you the wrong way and you crumple up?
No.
Well, I don't know. That's what I hear, but I don't have any of that. So
no, you don't need none of that.
See, I'm not a regular 80-year-old dude guy.
No, you are not.
Maybe I'm an irregular one. I'm 80, but I feel like I'm 25. Now, how do
you
figure
go.
That?
Mm-hmm. I never say a birthday date that is old. I always say years young.
Oh.
You're 80 years young.
80 years young. Well, to me, I'm turning it around. I'm 8 years old again. I'm
there
a kid again. I'm a kid again.
We all have an inner child in us.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know. So my girlfriend is much younger than me.
That's all right.
She doesn't look upon me as an old guy.
There you go.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's all according to how you take care of yourself and view yourself. And you know, I'll tell you another thing. I think it keeps people younger when you have a purpose.
Yes.
In life, when you have a function, when you're doing something that's good.
That's right.
Yeah? I heard today on the news, Dianne Feinstein, she's a senator.
Okay.
I think she's a Republican from California. She's going to be 90 years old, and she wants to run again.
Oh, my goodness. Why not?
Well, you know, power to her, man.
There you go. That's right.
You know, I don't know the woman. I never met her. I don't know anything about her, but if she's got that kind of energy.
That's right. Don't let nothing stop you. You can do anything at any age that you want to do.
That's it.
Just put it to it and do it. That's all.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know. You know, the expression, you've heard the expression, we live it.
Yes.
You know, we live being disabled. Mm-hmm. People who are not can talk about it, you know.
That's right.
But we who are, we live it. We know what it is. You know, more than the person who doesn't have it, of course.
Because we have a good, strong will. That's why.
Well, you have to.
Yes.
You have to be a very strong person when you're disabled. Not just to overcome your disability. But to deal with this system, the way it's set up.
Oh, yes, that's the thing.
That's the thing. I went, I can give you an example. I went to the dentist yesterday, right?
Okay.
I got this new Medicaid. They upgraded, so to speak. They gave it to people who get a certain amount of money in their a disability check. So I got the new Medicaid. So I go in there, and he gives me the cleaning and the x-ray. You know, I don't have to pay for it. Then he has to get, he checked out all the work I need, you know. He has to get approval for fixing my teeth.
Oh, God.
And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is this? What do you mean approval? It doesn't getting the being accepted. Isn't that approval?
That should be enough, you would think.
Yeah. So you see what this system does to us?
Yes.
It double crosses us wherever it can. So I decided, and I'm going to do it, if they don't approve my dental work, I'm going to fight them like hell.
All right, now.
I'm going to demand a hearing. I'm going to invite the newspapers. I don't know if they'll come, but I'm going to invite them.
There you go.
And I'm going to tell people, look, I've been struggling all my life. They never paid for my guide dog. They never paid for her medical. I never asked them for money for drugs or hospital stays or anything like that, you know. They owe me this. At least they should pay for my dental that I need.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if I'll win or whatever, but I'm going to give them a run for their money, man. I'll tell you that.
It's worth doing.
I'm not going to take this lying down because I earned that.
You did.
People like me, there's millions of us who have earned the right that the government should pay to keep us healthy. The least they could do. You know, a guy like me, they blinded me when I was a kid. I never got a dime out of that. You know? They owe me. They simply owe me and all the others. I mean, that's my attitude. I don't say that everybody has to have that attitude, but it's my belief that this government, huh?
I don't blame you. That's right.
Yeah.
Owed to you.
I've been denied a guide dog over 30 years because the agencies didn't like that I was a street musician.
Okay.
None of their business.
That's right.
So I learned how to train them on my own. But they used me to raise the money when they gave me two guide dogs.
Mm.
And then when I lost my job and became a street musician, They wouldn't do a thing to help me. They owe me. This government owes me. And the government doesn't protect you when you're denied a guide dog.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You can't even get a hearing for that.
Oh, my.
So my attitude is that they owe me this medical, this dental.
All of this has to be changed. It does.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I mean, I know I could talk, but something has to be done.
Yeah, because even when they change something, they still have to give approval?
Yeah.
You see what they're doing to us? They're using us, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? If you give somebody something, give it to them. Don't give it to them and say, you can't use that unless I approve it.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a thing is that?
Doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm.
So,
what pain is it for them?
Yeah. So that's my latest
mm-hmm.
gripe with this government.
Okay.
At least with Medicaid, you can get a hearing. And I'm going to use every part of that.
There you go.
You know. Anyway, are you worn out from the grandchildren?
No, not yet. I'm loving it.
Oh, yes. Not yet, she says.
Yes. Nope, not at all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying Maya and I'm enjoying Roland. Yes, I am.
It sounds so quiet over there. Where is everybody?
There's.
Oh.
Because my daughter went over to her friend's, Cyan, and stayed overnight. She's visiting everybody while she's here.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Going around, yeah. I'm going to spend a night with her best friend.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, well, see if you can get him to put the Milton thing up on the Facebook, you know.
If she is, yeah, I mean, it'll be so much easier now that she's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything could be sent over and she could just print it right upstairs, just like that.
Yeah, the petition.
Yeah.
Change.org, you know.
And the credentials and everything.
And there's the tomorrow night we go international with Milton's Story.
Oh, okay, wow. Beautiful.
Manhattan Neighborhood Network .org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock tomorrow night.
Okay.
You know, and we're running on three channels.
All right.
In Manhattan, and then they said after a few weeks, I can do a promo.
Mm.
You know, and more people will know about it. All right, tomorrow night's our nursing home show. I want to thank Lorraine and Louie and all our listeners. Sorry we couldn't get your call.
Yeah.
But try us tomorrow night. Hopefully our engineer will be here.
I hope she does.
Thank Lorraine. And
thank you
for being our special projects coordinator. We really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You know?
Yes.
So, Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Don't forget tomorrow night show. We'll remind you, of course, when we're on the ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, for those of you who use the computer and the smartphone, 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
You.
Yes.
Inner Sight.
And enjoy your